This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Sadly, I have been proven correct yet again, and my next prediction will be that I will be correct again and again until certain changes are actually made. We've had another rampage shooting by a 15 or 16-year-old at Saugus High School in California. And this also begins the quest for answers yet again. And here we are, 20 years after Columbine, and the United States is still looking for how to stop rampage shootings. The rest of the world, where rampage shootings are actually much more common, is also looking for solutions. Russia, France, Finland, and Norway are among the European countries that have experienced far more deaths per capita from these types of attacks. Now, change is coming, if slowly, in the United States. Earlier this year, Florida and Texas passed major improvements to their laws that are significantly increasing the number of teachers with guns in school. Both bills received strong support from those states' Republican governors. Florida's bill removed a limitation that only allowed non-classroom-based teachers to defend the classroom. Texas removed the cap on the number of school personnel that can carry firearms at schools. In one of the counties in Texas, they have been arming the teachers for a decade. And yet, nobody knows about it because, and nothing has happened there. Nothing has happened there. Enough is known about it to where a rampage killer is not going to go somewhere where he's going to get cut in half. It isn't by coincidence that every mass public shooting in Europe since at least 1990 has occurred in an area where general law-abiding citizens are banned from carrying guns for protection, and for recent rampage shootings in New Zealand, Brazil, and the Netherlands. That's also held true for 94% of these types of attacks here in the United States since 1950. The moms demand attention. Action. Which is a gun control advocacy group funded by Michael Bloomberg, argues that the bills in Texas and Florida would make school a much more dangerous place for our children. And by contrast, President Trump keeps proposing arming teachers and staff at school, saying, I'm telling you, that would work. Today in the United States, 20 states currently allow teachers and staff to carry guns to varying degrees on school property. So we don't need to guess about how safe those schools are. And like I said, some states have had these rules for decades. In recent decades, only California and Rhode Island have moved to be more restrictive. In California, until very recently, if you had a concealed carry permit in California, you could carry a gun on school grounds. You have the same provisions as far as where you could carry a gun as a police officer. But I digress. The Crime Prevention Research Center has just released a new report looking at all the school shootings of any type in the United States from 2000 through 2018. And during those years, Utah, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and parts of Oregon allowed all permitted teachers and staff to carry without any additional training requirement. Other states leave it to the discretion of the local superintendent or school board. As of December 2018, teachers carried in more than 30% of Texas school districts. As of September 2018, Ohio teachers were carrying in over 200 school districts. Roughly 5% of Utah teachers carry permitted concealed handguns at school, according to Clark Aposian, the senior member of Utah's Concealed Firearm Review Board. Support staff, including janitors, librarians, secretaries, and lunch staff, carry at a higher estimated range of between 10 and 12%. Carrying a gun in a school is no different than carrying a gun in a grocery store or a movie theater or a restaurant. With around 18 million Americans now carrying guns, which is about 8.75% of the adult population outside of permit-unfriendly California and New York. Nobody knows whether the person next to them might have a gun unless it happens to be needed. Now, recently, they found 306 cases of gunshots on school's property, 48 of which were suicides. Not counting suicides, 193 people died and 267 were injured in these incidents. Four cases were simply instances of accidental gunshots by police officers. The rate of shootings and people killed by them has increased significantly since 2000. The yearly average of people who died between 2001 and 2008 versus 2009 and 2018 has doubled, regardless of whether you exclude gang fights and suicide. And this increase has occurred entirely among schools that don't let teachers carry guns. Outside of suicides or gang violence in the wee hours of the morning, there has yet to be a single case of somebody being wounded or killed from a shooting at a school that allows teachers and staff to carry guns during school hours. And indeed, the one shooting occurred at 2:20 a.m. in a parking lot when no armed teachers would have been around. There haven't been any serious accidents. No student has ever got hold of their teacher's gun. And the one accidental discharge by a teacher occurred outside of school hours, and the teacher had only very minor injuries. School insurance premiums haven't risen at all from teachers being allowed to carry. According to Kurt Oda, the former president of the Utah Association of Independent Insurance Agents, he said, from what I've seen in Utah, school insurance rates have not gone up because of guns being allowed. Nor has a survey of six other states shown any increased insurance costs. Police are important, but they can't be everywhere at once. For every one police officer, there's 19,000 of us. Even if an officer is stationed at the school, rampage killers are most likely to target the officer first because he's identifiable. And this happened at the Pulse nightclub. The guy knew who they were, so he waited till they weren't working or looking, and he went in. This has happened at malls and nightclubs and schools. This happened in Columbine. They lured the police officers out with a distraction. This also makes the job of the police much safer. Concealed carry means that killers won't know who's armed, and that's a very daunting specter. Even if they take an officer by surprise, they must worry that they are revealing their position to someone else who can stop them. Not a single person has been injured or killed by a teacher's gun. And even more amazing, not a single person has been shot during school hours. Gun control groups may paint this fearful picture of what might go wrong with a teacher carrying a gun, but that fear gets harder to push given these program successes. And this research provides evidence that armed teachers deter attacks, and it's past time to do something that really works. And with another rampage shooting in California, it's time for California to recognize their gun control laws might actually be part of the problem. Because what they're actually doing is they're leaving a bunch of children, school children, as sitting ducks. Every time one of these happens in an area where they don't let teachers be armed, the best combination you can have in one of these instances is armed teachers, two on each hallway, and resource officers, maybe two per school. That is the best possible scenario you can have. With two armed teachers on each hallway, it turns each hallway into a kill box if it is converted into a shooting ground by a rampage killer. Except the rampage killer is the one in the kill box. Every time this happens, when this happened this time in California, where you got a 10-day wait, you got to have a background check for an ammunition, you can only buy one gun a month, you got universal background checks, you got gun registration, you got all of these things in place, the gun grabber's fantasy land. And this happened there anyway. So no gun grabbers. Gun control is not the answer. Defending children is the answer. I could go on and on about all the policies that you guys have put in place and all the things you've allowed to happen that makes this a more frequent occurrence, but I don't have the time to do that. So instead, I'm simply going to say, let your teachers be armed. They can defend themselves, they can defend our children, and they do a really, really good job at it. Not something to, that's not something to sneeze at. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
All right, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. There's been a whole lot of hysteria in the gun community over the Supreme Court's refusal to hear the case of Remington Arms versus Soto. And this is the Connecticut case brought by parents and the one survivor of the Sandy Hook shooting. And gun opponents and most of the media are out there saying right now this means firearm companies can now be sued into oblivion. And some gun rights advocates are similarly crying that the sky is falling and the Supreme Court has abandoned us. And neither of those two positions is accurate. So let's take a moment and put some myths away. For example, the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act does not provide blanket immunity to a gun manufacturer. If you buy a gun that has a defective trigger, you can still bring a product liability claim against the manufacturer if that particular manufacturing or design defect caused your injury. Or if they're engaged in price fixing or bid rigging, it's still subject to the normal civil or criminal liability. But what it does say is that you can't sue firearms manufacturers for liability arising from the criminal or unlawful use of a firearm by a third party. But they do contain some exceptions to this, one of which is the following. An action in which a manufacturer or seller of a qualified product knowingly violated a state or federal statute applicable to the sale or marketing of the product, and the violation was a proximate cause of the harm for which relief is sought. Remember that. We'll be back to that in a minute. The Connecticut Supreme Court did not find that Remington was liable, and they did not find for the plaintiffs. What they did is they affirmed the dismissal of all but one of the plaintiffs' claims, a claim that Bushmaster's advertising violated a Connecticut state law that prohibits false advertising. And what they found, with this claim, taking the arguments presented in the plaintiff's pleading as true, which is standard, it was possible that plaintiffs could establish at trial that Bushmaster, one, violated a state law applicable to the marketing of the product, two, that said violation proximately caused plaintiffs' injuries, and therefore, three, the above-mentioned exception to the PLCAA immunity applies. And even that was a very narrow decision. Third, while the U.S. Supreme Court's refusal to hear the case immediately is disappointing, that wasn't unexpected, because the reality is that the Supreme Court takes up very, very, very few cases, even when there are clear circuit splits or obvious disregard for settled law. And that makes people mad. It frustrates people, but it's been the reality of Supreme Court practice for generations. And more importantly, is in the procedural life of this right now, the case is at the motion to dismiss stage, and the case has not been tried on the merits, and the Supreme Court rarely ever takes any cases that are at this stage. Compounding this, the Connecticut Supreme Court couched their decision in terms of state law, and the U.S. Supreme Court almost never weighs in on this kind of a state issue. So what does all of this mean? Okay. For the plaintiffs in the Remington Arms versus Soto case, which is Soto, it means that they now will have to prove with admissible evidence that Bushmaster in fact violated the Connecticut false marketing statute, two, that Bushmaster knowingly violated it, and three, that these violations proximately caused plaintiffs' injuries. That's impossible. There's a few things missing in their case. In order to know this to the degree that, you know, the easiest way to know it would be to put Adam Lanza on the stand and ask him, which is impossible because he committed suicide at Sandy Hook. So I seriously doubt they're going to be able to prove any of these, and the third element appears virtually impossible to prove. And I believe that the dissent in the Connecticut Supreme Court recognized that. Because the plaintiffs now have to show, with admissible evidence, that Adam Lanza actually saw the advertising in question, and that the false nature of the advertising, which it has to be proven to be false, is what caused him to commit mass murder, and thus caused the plaintiff's injuries. Now, from the outset of this, the problem becomes this. Adam Lanza never bought a gun in his life. Nancy Lanza bought the guns. One of the advertisements in question is Bushmaster. It's got a picture of an AR-15, and it says, such and such rifle. Now you know you have your man card, or you've renewed your man card, or whatever. And I doubt that that had anything to do with Nancy Lanza wanting to buy it. All of this is a very, very heavy lift, with the burden of proof being entirely upon the plaintiffs. And I don't know how they're going to be able to satisfy this or carry the burden of proving that at trial. And as for the Supreme Court, because the pro-2A community is highly invested in gun-related lawsuits, it's easy to get intellectually lazy and see the anti-2A boogeyman and stratagems behind everything that happens, that kind of black helicopter behind every bush. And I don't mean this to be insulting, but this is not dissimilar to what you see in college when the social justice warrior types who are stridently and confidently proclaim that everything they see is a result of racism or sexism or the patriarchy or climate change or any other isms or istics or whatever. So take a moment, take in a breath, calm down. Look very cold and dispassionately at the facts and the realities of Supreme Court practice and procedure rather than simply assuming that the fix is in. Would it have been nice to have seen the Supreme Court grant cert in this case? Sure. Was that even remotely likely to happen given the procedural posture of this case right now, where they are in the life of this case? No, not a chance. And here's the sad fact, and it escapes me the name of the family, but there was a family in the Lucky Gunner case, I believe that might have been out of Aurora. And the Brady campaign put them up to suing Lucky Gunner. And as per PLCAA, they were found not guilty. So then Lucky Gunner said, well, we would like to have, we'd like to be made whole. So we would like the plaintiffs to pay our legal fees. So then the family who lost a loved one and had been sort of goaded into doing this by the Brady campaign, suddenly they're on the hook for $220,000 in legal fees. They've had to sell their house. I think they're living out of an RV. I think the Brady campaign may have given them a job, but for some reason I'm thinking they're retired. I don't remember a lot about the particulars of these individuals. But this is the thing. Even if they were to persevere, there is no closure for losing your loved one to murder. And being put up to do this by a group who's just looking to grandstand. The Brady campaign, they're looking to grandstand. Go out there tomorrow. This is your homework. Go out and find somebody that pays to be a member of the Brady campaign. Just a regular member, not somebody that works in the hierarchy or something like that. Just a member of the Brady campaign that pays to be a member. Go find one of those. Nobody does that. So they get out there and they grandstand trying to find money, however, any way they can. And they've taken another grieving group of people and put them up to something that's going to end badly. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Day two of public hearings in the House impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump featured a career diplomat. Marie Yovanovitch said she felt threatened by the president as she detailed the story of being abruptly recalled from her post as U.S. ambassador to the Ukraine. Then the president attacked her with a tweet. The president's tweet said everywhere Marie Yovanovitch went turned bad, pointing to the time she spent in war-torn Somalia and in Ukraine, where Trump said the new Ukrainian president spoke unfavorably about her. Yovanovitch disagreed.
I actually think that where I've served over the years, I and others have demonstrably made things better, you know, for the U.S. as well as for the countries that I've served in.
He also defended his decision to pull her from her post, arguing the U.S. president has the absolute right to appoint ambassadors who serve, quote, at the pleasure of the president. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
It's Gun Owners News Hour yet again. This seems like sort of an ode to California. That's because California, when they actually taught civics in high school back in the 70s when I was a student, everybody would tell you, as California goes, so does the rest of the country. So I'm going to tell you the kind of stuff that's going on in California right now while that rampage killing was allowed to happen by the politicians of California. And yes, they allowed it to happen. Let's go to the top and let's talk about Gavin, I love my real cream, Newsom. If he is not the worst governor of California with a K, he will be by the time he gets through with it. He's a know-it-all pretty boy, and he predictably was elected in a deeper than deep blue state, and he has no regard for anyone who thinks differently from how he does, if thinks is the word. He was willing enough to accept Trump's pledge of federal funds to help California in their battle against the fires raging across the state, but he's not interested in any practical advice from the chief executive concerning fire prevention because he labels Trump among those deniers who refuse to embrace the concept of global warming with the governor's cultist zeal. It's convenient for all the leftists to blame all shortfalls on a heating planet, a condition for which they hold humans, especially those in capitalistic societies, largely responsible. Any sort of caveat is dismissed in that dictatorial manner of rigid religious who condemn all opposition as heretics. Maybe they believe all of us should be put to the stake if we're a dissenter. Forest management is not an original concept with the current administration. The clearing of debris from forest floors, the considered culling of trees to create fire breaks, and the building of better access roads to and from forested areas make abundant good sense. So does the idea of not locating rural communities too close to the wilderness and of making housing closer into urban areas more affordable. But even as the president emphasizes such, you know, these sort of, you know, quaint cautionary measures, he's dismissed out of hand by Newsom as an ignorant nuisance. If you want to be allowed an opinion on the subject, you must first pledge allegiance to global warming as public enemy number one. Which, you know, but you're tied with Trump, of course, and guns. But on the other hand, those who question the extent of man's role in climate change are labeled as flat earthers by a global warming establishment that unscientifically cherry-picks opinions among scientists and excludes those who contradict this party line. They're the saints, and everybody else is a sinner, and we're all destined for the fires of hell. Saint Gavin's lack of judgment is not confined to this subject alone. For example, if anybody dares to blame Sacramento for not addressing the mounting numbers of homeless blighting California cities, Newsom turns on his fire hose of wrath in that direction. And the same denial of reality with which the Democrats view the manufactured border crisis is evident in their failure to acknowledge the severity of the other national problems. Despite all of California's current woes, of which they have many, Newsom remains defiantly arrogant for his state and for himself. One of the dubious claims he likes to throw in Trump's face is that California is more fiscally sound than is the federal government. But duplicitous accounting can easily add up to no more than a semblance of solvency, and among the budgetary smoke and mirrors is the unfactored-in outsized pension obligation down the road to California's estimated 370,000 employees. And Newsom backs, and listen, Jerry Brown wanted to but couldn't, the California legislator wanted to but couldn't, but Newsom backs a Medicare for All single-payer plan, which the nonpartisan legislative analyst office in California estimates would cost more than double the state's current budget and put taxpayers on the hook for $200 billion a year. And even without that, economists predict that California is on a fast track to arrive at insolvency far sooner than ex-Governor Jerry Brown's boondoggle bullet train could take them there. We don't know how much money they squandered on that little mismanaged project. Might have been better spent on, say, buying new forest clearing and firefighting equipment and improving the infrastructure in communities settled, you know, nestled in so scenically into the California forests. Naturally, the leaders, quote unquote, in Sacramento and Washington don't want to talk about that. Or if they do, it's all talk. Areas of Adam Captain Ahab Schiff's district in Southern California burned to the ground. And while that was happening, he was hunkered down in a cramped Capitol basement office, maybe with a torture rack in one corner, figuring out how to harpoon the great orange whale in the White House. And it's not surprising at all that all of the Democratic, presidential wannabes are obligated to worship the deity of global warming, even though the outrageous Green New Deal, first proposed by a neophyte from the treeless New York jungle, would burn up all the money in the U.S. Treasury. The most vociferous support for that draconian measure comes from those who won't have to pay for it, but who expect rich corporate fat cats, or as they would say, those responsible for global warming in the first place, to foot the outrageous bill. The guiltless victims might piously do without plastic straws and recycled cardboard pizza boxes, but that's where their noble intentions end. Because for all of that rhetoric about grounding airplanes or mandating costlier hybrid cars or predicting the end of the earth within less than, 11 years, that's just meaningless, threatening chatter. I wonder how they would feel if they found out that all electronic devices were suddenly found to contribute to global warming and thus had to be eliminated. That do-gooder line is consistently drawn at the point of self-interest. The left would not be nearly as furious at Trump for deserting the Kurds or pulling out of endless wars, for example, if the United States had a draft policy right now, if everybody got drafted. In the meantime, California burns, and the children get shot down in school. Everybody living there is in the hot seat for the high taxes, skyrocketing housing costs, deteriorating gridlock roads, communities plagued by homelessness, litter, and crime. So while Newsom myopically sees greatness in the once Golden State. They're headed to mediocrity. And on their way there, people are going to die. And that's the problem. That's the problem for me. With all of the things they have in place. In California, they already had a code 5150, which is where they could pull you off the street if you were a threat to somebody else or yourself. On top of that, even though they had a chance to pull Elliot Rodgers off the street, they didn't. So then they proposed the gun violence restraining order, which they got. And despite that, what happened yesterday or what happened this week happened. You got to wait 10 days to pick up a gun once you buy it. You can buy one gun every 30 days. You have to take a class every time you buy a gun. 10-round magazine limits. They have a list of guns, which are the only guns you can buy. And all of these things, you have to take a background check to buy ammunition. You have to get they have universal background checks. They have registrations. They have gun grab squads that go around from the DOJ if they think that you're not supposed to have a gun to begin with. They have all of these things in place, and while they've got all these things in place, they haven't done the one thing they could do, which would actually protect children, which is what we do with everything else. We do it with money. We do it with dignitaries. We do it with the elite. We do it with the well-heeled. Everybody has arms around them except for our children, which are targeted. You know, they get targeted. And recently, the Secret Service, of course, did a study on these killings where a student is the killer. And, that's out there. That's been out there. And they make recommendations. But we live in a very politically correct culture now. And in California, they're the biggest. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Before we kick this weekend off the right way, one more time, this is Gun Owners News Hour. And like I said, this is going to seem like an ode to California, but here's something else in California that happens, coming from the Mercury News. Undersheriff ensnared in Santa Clara County concealed guns corruption probe. This is the latest installment in a corruption investigation targeting the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office over possible pay-to-play racket for concealed handgun privileges. We just had one of these happen in New York City. What you essentially have happening here is you're basically having sort of a black market that only if you know who to go to and everything and you're willing to pay, well, you can get that permit. In Santa Clara, Sheriff Laurie Smith's office is being investigated over concealed weapons permits issued by her office, particularly one to an executive security agent who made the biggest single donation to support her re-election bid last fall, so we're told. This is the problem you have when you get out there and you say to someone, this is completely based upon the discretion of this one person that, you know, that absolute power thing. For those who may have been watching this kind of outrage for years, the response might be again. And why do these types of abuses always seem to be committed by the doctrinaire gun-grabbing only once? Recently, at the turn of the century, everybody was raising flags about Los Angeles County Sheriff Lee Baca and his ridiculously offensive Celebrity Reserve program, which started to lose favor after one of the luminaries allegedly threatened a couple in their car with a laser-sighted gun while in his underpants. Another star cop was arrested in a money laundering sting. And, I couldn't make this kind of stuff up. I have a sort of a vivid imagination. Not nearly that vivid. LA Weekly reported those who've given the sheriff gifts or donated to his campaign are disproportionately represented in the roster of permit holders. In fact, more than two dozen people who have given gifts or campaign contributions to the sheriff also have gun permits. More than one out of every 10 permits issued to civilians went to people on Baca's gift list. So Sheriff Baca was hardly alone in enjoying the perks of power. And there is no comprehensive list out there, but you could point to some representative cases that could be filed under You Get the Picture. Sheriff Warren Roof of Contra Costa County, California, has financed his reelection efforts with selective issuance of both CCW permits and a quasi-law enforcement status, totally illegal and improper in its own right, according to Jim March, and he wrote this in 2002. In his report, he analyzed campaign contribution records, Public Records Act raw data on permit holders, and sheriff's posse of Contra Costa County documents. Prolific in his post, it would be impractical to, you know, synopsize all of March's work right now. But here's another example to set a tone of consistency. There was a thread from 2007 from the High Road that gave props to March and linked to a Sacramento Bee story about an FBI investigation that alleges former Sheriff Lou Blanas issued permits as political favors. Case in point, documents filed Friday in the federal civil rights suit say FBI investigators have requested gun permit documents from the department, which include a permit Blanas issued to Sacramento businessman Edwin G. Gerber. Gerber gave $3,500 to Blanas' election campaign, election records show, and bought a vacation home with Blanas in Reno in the fall of 2005, according to property records. Former sheriff signed Gerber's gun permit a day before leaving office last summer. So it's fair to conclude that may issue more likely means may not, and that the citizens who do get granted permits are people of influence and means. That's hardly equal protection. But there's one other factor that we shouldn't overlook in the investigation of not just the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office, but of all permits issued by California's top cops. Discrimination. That's something the Second Amendment Foundation warned about years ago. California DOJ sponsors bill to mask corruption racism, according to a press release from the Second Amendment Foundation, charging a deliberate effort to conceal massive wrongdoing in the handling of concealed weapons permit applications across California. They further accused then-Attorney General Bill Lockyer of violation of the California Public Records Act to mask the local misconduct. And this is what appears to be missing in the current probes of related corruption in the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office and may prove to be a way to expose violations of state and federal equal opportunity laws. How do earnings and race/sex demographic rates for permit recipients compare to the general population there and in all counties throughout California? So you have they're dominated by Democrats in California, just plain and simple. And they make a great noise of how progressive they are, but how does that work in practice for which citizens are permitted to bear arms? And it seems more a question for the Fed, since the state and the counties have shown a historical propensity for being problematic when it comes to this kind of thing. And it would go a long way towards demonstrating for all to see the corruption and tyranny that is inevitable when a group of political elites has a say over the rights of everybody else. These are the people, by the way, in a lot of cases, that say teachers should not be armed. And that's the problem. That's the problem. Let's shift a little bit before we go away. I've talked about polls last week. Let's talk about it again. Frank Newport, a senior scientist at Gallup, has a new analysis of polling on, quote, assault weapons, end quote, bans that demonstrates how polls are worded can make a big difference in support or disapproval for various measures. He believes that the wording of some polling questions on, quote, assault weapons, end quote, bans may simply confuse respondents. He writes, the overall results of these experiments confirm that asking Americans if they are for or against a law which would make it illegal to sell or possess assault rifles produces a lower level of support than asking them about such actions using a specific reference to a ban, or by simplifying wording to ask directly about making ownership or manufacture of assault weapons illegal. It may be that the first wording is confusing to some respondents, particularly for those with less formal education. He's basically saying they're too stupid to understand the question. The use of more direct wording points to the conclusion, evident from the preponderance of other research conducted in 2018-2019, that a majority of Americans support a ban on assault weapons at this time. So, according to his analysis, he believes 60% of us are in favor of a ban on the manufacture, sale, and possession of semi-automatic weapons deemed to be, quote, assault weapons, end quote. Given the demonization of firearms in question, that honestly doesn't surprise me, but it's worth noting that according to Newport's own analysis, support for a ban rises the more scary buzzwords are used. He asked three variations on the question of banning so-called assault weapons, got three different results. 2004 wording, are you for or against the law which would make it illegal to manufacture or to manufacture, sell, or possess semi-automatic guns known as assault rifles. Modification one, do you think it should be illegal or illegal to manufacture, sell, or possess semi-automatic? Blah, blah, blah. Modification two, do you think it should be legal or illegal to manufacture, sell, or possess high-capacity semi-automatic rifles like the AR-15, the AK-47, or the M-16? I understand each and every one of these things, but there's a difference between the answers to question one and question two, even though the second question is just a little shorter and easier to follow. Then there's a big difference in the answers to the second and third question, which ups the rhetorical ante by calling the guns high capacity and referring to them as AR-15s, AK-47s, and M-16s. By the way, you can't buy an M-16. Well, you can, but you have to go through a whole bunch of stuff to do it. You know that. So the scarier the description, the higher the support. But here's a poll I'd like for them to ask. How do you propose to get the guns for millions of Americans that own them? Would you prefer prison time or a fine for those who violate the law? What would you want to do when people don't hand over their guns? How often do you think these guns are used in crimes? Do you believe banning something gets rid of it? Do you think there might be a better way to stopping an active assailant attack than trying to take tens of millions of guns from millions of Americans who haven't broken the law with them? This is just me musing out loud. We're not going to see these asked by pollsters, of course, because pollsters are just they're the modern incarnation of Goebbels. And they have an agenda. And their agenda is for them to push the gun grabber initiative. But, of course, it's okay for them to have guns because they're the elite, like in California. The well-heeled. We give money to elections, that kind of thing. There you have it. I mean, it's just that simple. It's just that plain and simple. We'll be back next week. Keep your head up. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Over.